Now, before we get into transhumanism, and I'll explain what that is and what that means, and how this is going to happen. And it's not just something that is worked on in the laboratory in its initial stages. Transhumanism is ready to be implemented on a big-time scale. They've already had all their experiments. They already know what they can do. Let's go to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6, there are several key points here concerning what we need to be doing, which then is going to verify what I've been emphasizing. Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren. So he's concluding the letter, but since we're just reading this and just starting into what we're going to cover, I'm going to say, beginning with this, brethren, be strong in the Lord. And that includes everything that I have said. And the might of his strength. We can't rely on our own power, our own thoughts, or anything like this. And this is why it is not going to work if you are just following a man. And if that man is not teaching you the truth of God and is not living it himself. That doesn't mean he's not going to have some problems and sins. He can repent of them, whatever it is. Verse 11, put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand. Now, we're going to notice how many times he says stand against the wiles or the schemes of Satan the devil. And he's got a lot of them. And as we're going to see, transhumanism is a vast thing that is about ready to be unleashed on the world. Already has started in transgenics, which then is the genetically modified foods. For we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities. This is run directly by Satan the devil, to fulfill his desire to make people as he is. You shall become gods. And that means you shall become like me. Because we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age. And they do worship Satan the devil. And they do know what they are doing. And they are hypocritical liars to the nth degree. And they consider all of the rest of humanity to be nothing but slobs, stupid, ignorant people, against the spiritual power of wickedness in high places. Have you ever wondered what happens to those who are elected to office and go to Washington, D.C.? Well, it's like walking into a canopy that covers the whole area. Deception by Satan the devil. Lying schemes, lying this. Power, authority. See? Happens in education. And it happens in research of science. And so when we're talking about transhumanism, we're talking about what the scientists, under the direct inspiration of Satan and the demons, have been doing. Remember, they have long since rejected God. They have long since rejected anything to do with the Bible or Christianity. They consider themselves the elite and higher above all people and all religions and the Word of God. And that's how they act and conduct their lives. We'll see this. Okay, then it tells us how we are to be alert to this. Now, I gave some church at home programs which we recorded on transhumanism. Since then, wanting to have more information on it, I sent for the book Transhumanism, destroying the barriers. Now, what this really is, it is lawlessness. You go back to Genesis, and it says what? And God created the animals and the birds and the plants after their kind. This is destroying the barriers of human existence by genetic manipulation, and they call it directed evolution. Okay? This is on a vast scale, almost unheard of. They have departments of transhumanism, and you go online. Go online, look up transhumanism. Go online, look up Stanford University. Go online and look up Arizona State University. I'll give you the numbers here in just a little bit. But here is something that we need to be aware of, and this is not science fiction. It is a scientific fact that they are doing. We're not talking 30, 40 years down the road. We are talking 5, 10. Remember I mentioned about Raymond Kurzweil, who said by 2030 we will have immortality? That's the goal. You shall become gods. Now, let's come back and understand what it is. Now, this is from the video, Transhumanism, by Tom Horn. And he says he's Christian, but he never covered one single scripture except alluding to kind after kind. Let's have a definition. Transgenic. Here's the definition. Relating to or being an organism whose genome, G-E-N-O-M-E, that is genetic code, has been altered. They're able to do this now. You've heard of in vitro babies? Okay. That was only the start. Have been altered by the transfer of a gene or genes from another species or breed. Read it again. Transgenic, relating to or being an organism whose genome has been altered by the transfer of a gene or genes from another species or breed. Number two, of relating to the study of transgenic organisms and transgenic research. Now remember some years ago they said, oh, we have mapped the human genome. What did that mean? That means that they understood all the genes that a human being has at the genetic level. Now, when you get to the genetic level, regardless if it is human or animal or plant, a gene is a gene is a gene. Now, through natural procreation of human beings and animals, God has set the limit kind after kind. Okay? Now, he verified that in two instances. If you cross a donkey and a horse, you get a mule, but it's infertile. And it's more stubborn and dumb than a donkey. So you got something else, too. All right, number two, buffalo and a cow. Okay? They have tried to get beefalo. When they try and breed the offspring, it goes either to buffalo or to the bovine. So that is God telling the limit. See? That's why God said, you shall not have your livestock bred with other species. That's basically what it means, mingle. All right. Now, the human genome is known, and they have been splicing in to the human genome, and they know how to do it, the genes of animals. Just exactly like they have done with the tomato. They took a gene from a flounder, inserted it into the genetic makeup of a tomato, and now it's able to withstand very cold temperatures and not freeze. They have taken the potato, and they have taken a gene from a moth, inserted that into the genes or the genetic makeup of a potato, and when it reproduces, it's always carried on from there. And that's so that the potato will not spoil. They have had genetically modified foods, and they now know that these genetically modified foods, which are nearly everything, if you buy any processed food that contains corn, soybean, even wheat, it's been genetically modified, and they now know that that is not digestible in the system. Coupled with the fact that if you cook with a microwave, you have a doubly indigestible food, which means that it's going to add to the incidence of sickness and disease, especially cancer. All right. So this means that they're crossing over the species barrier, and they blend different kinds of creatures, and it's done by the pharmaceuticals, it's done by the military, it's done by leading universities, it's done by corporations on a vast scale. We are soon ready to see transgenic human beings. All right? For example, DARPA. Now, DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, which gets billions of dollars from taxpayers, right? Now, they had been researching spider webs and how strong spider webs really were if you could get them together and if you could make them into a thread instead of just a single one, twist it and make it into thread. Well, they couldn't get a spider farm and have millions and millions of spiders and then go in and harvest the webs. I mean, where are you going to get the billions of flies to feed them so you can have them reproduce and then build all of these webs? So what they did, they took the spider thread silk, as they call it, gene, spliced it into goats, and they produced the spider thread in the milk of goats. And they've been able to take this and make super strong rope, make super strong nets and things like this. Have you heard of that before? I didn't. I sat there when I was watching this video and I went, and I was thinking, this is incredible. And all of this has been going on, and all of the preliminary testing leading up to these things have already been done. You've heard of cloning? We talk, cloning, okay, yeah. All right? That was one of the steps. Okay. Now, transhumanism is also a cultural movement, and it is in many religions. Now, I'm sure we cannot reproduce that video, but I don't know how much online you can learn, so go online and look up transhumanism. So we have cross species, cross the barrier. We have altered, and when it happens permanently, when you put the genes into a human being, it's permanent. It's passed on. So what happens? What is Satan's tactic always? Well, all of this we're going to do is for your benefit. It's like he told Adam and Eve, if you eat of this, you'll become like God, to decide good and evil for yourself. You don't have to depend on God. You can decide it for yourself and you'll become like God. Okay? All right. So they promised to make them better. stronger, smarter. But they are also looking at crossing the genes of animals who have enhanced vision into human beings, who have enhanced sensory hearing into human beings, namely soldiers, and who have an instinct to kill, such as a wolf. And they even showed a composite that was made up by an artist, I'm sure, of a soldier who had wolf's hair here, wolf's eyes here, and he had his automatic weapon. Now, if he could smell, and if he could hear, and if he could see like a wolf, and if he also had other genes in him, just think how powerful a soldier like this would be. Let me read some of the things here from the WND. So you go to WorldNet Daily, okay? So here is what was written, called The Nightmare of Transhumanism. I've researched events, developments, and trends that are so bizarre, so frightening, so twisted, so unbelievable that they are nearly impossible to cover without being dismissed for sensationalism, and I can add in there, wackoism and crazy. That's the problem with the story earlier this week in the WND about something called transhumanism. And the one who did the transhumanism video, his name is Tom Horn. You have heard of bioengineering or genetic engineering. Well, it doesn't just involve crops and animals anymore. Now there are active efforts underway to improve mankind, even to achieve immortality through science. And one of the projects at the Arizona State University is entitled Seeking the Spirits and Immortality. In other words, you come full circle. You reject God, you embrace Satan's teachings, you embrace his philosophy, now he brings you his science, now you are ready to do things that make you superhuman, and now we're going to improve the human race. Let's go one step further. Let's seek the spirits, because as one biologist said, the basis of all life is spirit. In the book, The Biology of Believing. And he said, after his research in quantum physics and quantum biology, he said, we are gods. And the way that they are going to seek to overcome mortality is to find the gene that causes all the cells in the body when they're replicated to not replicate themselves total 100%. That's why we age, because the cells are not reproduced total 100%. That's called the death gene. Now, who put that there? Dust you are, and to dust you shall return. You shall die. Okay, Nick Bodstrom, an Oxford University philosopher and philosophy professor and director of the Future of Humanity Institute, is at the forefront of the transhumanist movement. So here's what they believe. They, the transhumanists, and there are thousands and thousands of them. All right, let's continue on here, okay? This transhumanism. They, the transhumanists, yearn to reach intellectual heights as far above any current human genius as humans are above other primates. Now think of what that's saying. Then they can control and make certain ones that are more dumber level, correct? They even want to have synthetic wombs so that the feminist will not have to bear children. Come back here to Romans, the first chapter. Let's read something here. What happens when men proclaim themselves that way? What happened to Adolf and his master race? All of that knowledge and all of those things was transferred over here and to Britain, and we've continued on with the research that the Germans did at a higher pace since the end of World War II. You've seen stories of Dr. Mengele? He's nothing compared to what they have today. He would not even qualify for kindergarten. All right? They professed themselves to be wise. Notice, God gave them. Verse 19. Let's go back to verse 18 because this is coming. And why, with this kind of situation, God is going to destroy most of human life? Did he do it once before? Yes, he did. And we'll go back and look at that. Okay. Verse 18, indeed, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness, scientific, religious, governmental, financially, individual, corporate, communities, states, nations, and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Not only the laws of God, but the creation of God, the truth of the barriers that God has made. Because that which may be known of God is manifest among them, for God has manifested it to them. Because you cannot study these things and understand that there is a, and not understand, rather, that there is a creator. And if your conscience is so seared that you think you are now so intellectual and so great and have the power that you are now going to enhance evolution called directed evolution, which then destroys the theory of evolution, correct? Because none of the things we're talking about here with transhumanism has anything to do with so-called natural selection. For the invisible things of him are perceived from the creation of the world. What do they study? The creatures and creation in the world, correct? And like this one biologist said, we're gods. There's spirit behind it. Being understood by the things that were made, both as eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Because when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their own reasonings, and their foolish hearts were darkened. We're talking about educated people who have no knowledge of God, and their hearts are darkened. They have no feeling. They have no compassion. They have no love. They just have a satanic urge to improve human beings, which, as one man wrote, is going to lead to utter destruction of the world. That's why Jesus said, unless he returned, there would be no flesh saved. While professing themselves to be the wise ones, they became fools. Now, who is the most notorious fool? Not only Satan, but what does it say in Psalm 14 and 53? Psalm 14 and Psalm 53. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So we are talking about those who reject God entirely. We are talking about the elite of the education and government and finances and science in the world. This is big time, brethren. And change the glory of the incorruptible God into the likeness of an image of corruptible man and of birds and four-footed creatures and creeping things. Now, they can combine all of these things into a human being. And so what happens? Verse 24, for this cause God also abandoned them to uncleanness through the lust of their hearts to disgrace their own bodies between themselves. And where does all of this perverted sex come from? From the elite and the educated, right? Yes, indeed. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, totally deceived by Satan the devil, wickedness in high places. I mean, this is something. And they worshiped and served the created thing more than the one who is creator, who is blessed into the ages. Amen. And what are they worshiping? Their own minds, their own abilities, and their own satanic manipulation of genes and cells to create super soldiers, super intelligent beings. Okay? Let me read this again. And what I want you to understand is the Bible is not an archaic thing for ages past. The reason that there are more Bibles in the world today than ever before in the history of the world and in more languages than any time in the history of the world is because the Bible is a witness for today and has been written for us today on whom the ends of the earth have come. And we need to understand that. And so I'm going to admonish everyone, please stop playing church. Please stop playing patty cake hierarchy. Please stop following a man and follow Christ. And if you have a minister or teacher who is not teaching you, why do you stay in that church? God means business. Christ is going to come in power and literally destroy this world because of what men are doing. And what does he say of the Laodiceans? We are so obnoxious in his mouth because of being lukewarm and nicey-nicey social people and afraid to talk about the truth of these things that we just can't ruffle the feathers of anybody. The truth is, Jesus offended everyone because they couldn't handle the truth. And if it were not for the fact that he called the 12 apostles and those others of the 120 to start the church, they wouldn't follow Christ. They would have likewise been offended. And to prove that point, when Peter said, "Lord, far be it from you that this will happen to you. I'm ready to go to the death with you." He said, "Get you behind me, Satan." And then he said at another occasion when he said the same thing, he said, "Satan has desired to sift you as wheat. But I prayed for your faith. But you're going to deny me before this night is over 3 times. Now that tells us a great deal. That we cannot serve God and serve the brethren and teach the Bible if we're going to do it by human devices and human means. Here's what we're facing. They want to have humans to be resistant to disease, impervious to aging, to have unlimited youth and vigor, to exercise control over their own desires, moods, and mental states, to be able to avoid being tired, hateful, irritated about petty things, to have an increased capacity for pleasure, love, artistic appreciation, and serenity, to experience the novel states of consciousness that human brains cannot access. It seems likely that the simple fact of living an infinitely long, healthy, active life would take anyone to post-humanity if they went on accumulating memories, skills, and intelligence. We shall become gods. Right? Question, is this not Satan's counterfeit of what God offers? Does not God offer eternal life his way? Does he not offer understanding through his word and spirit his way? Does not Jesus Christ and God the Father through the Holy Spirit dwell in us and we are a temple of God? Do we not look forward to the resurrection where our bodies will be transformed? So Satan's transhumanism is a counterfeit. Now we'll talk about the evil that all of this resulted in before the flood. Now continuing. Imagine, for instance, the ways the Defense Department and militaries of foreign countries are trying to use this new science to create new weapons and even indestructible soldiers. What does Joel 2 say? The soldiers of the armies of the, which is a prophecy of the armies from the east, they run in their ranks and they're not wounded. They climb the walls. They leap through the windows. They go into houses. I wonder how many primate genes they have put into them to be stronger. Can you imagine a soldier that had the strength of a bull, the cunning and senses of a wolf, the instinct to kill, the ability to not have anything wound him, and you have an army of those? How does that sound? A little bit like Revelation 8 and 9? And does that not raise the question, how much time do we have and how far will God let this go? All right. One of the first things that President Obama did at the executive level as soon as he became president, which Horn wrote in, or says in the transhumanist video that I watch, he overturned restrictions that had been put in place by President George W. Bush, which would have prohibited federal dollars, i.e. American taxpayer money, from flowing into and paid and to pay for experiments to be done on human-animal chimeras. That's what they call them, chimeras. And other forms of science, such as stem cell sciences, which is also important to the transhumanist movement. Now, in the bill that he signed, it also outlawed patenting, making a patent on genetically designed human beings. That's why they want the stem cell. They don't want the stem cell so that we're going to be more healthy. They don't want the stem cells so that we will be able to be better people. They want the stem cells so they can engineer the human species. And George W. Bush had enough guts to outlaw. So what happens? First thing that Obama does, he writes an executive order and strikes out the executive order of George W. Bush. Does that tell you where they're coming from? Does that not tell you that they know what they are doing? Does that not tell you what they are trying to promote? Yes, it does. But what most of the public doesn't realize is when we're talking about stem cell science, we're almost always talking about the creation of a human animal chimera from which those stem cells have been derived. By now, tax dollars in the United States from the federal level are flowing into thousands of laboratories. Like I said, this is big time. They have already developed the laws. How do you treat someone who is an enhanced human being or a transhuman? How do they stand before the law? What if they're half human, half whatever? What if they're half human, part wolf, part gorilla, part kangaroo? Man, you have that, you can leap, you know? And then you have all of these dupe women that you could do like Hitler did. Remember what Hitler did? He had his breeding farms, see? And he persuaded all of these women that you bring forth children from the SS men who have been especially selected for the super race, Übermenschen, that is, the super human beings. How are you going to handle it? What is the legal right of someone who's 50% human and 50% animal? How does the Constitution apply? They already have the laws worked out, and it was sent to Case University, and Mellum was the man's name who developed all of it. Yes, $773,000 to Case Law School in Cleveland, and they developed all the laws ahead of time to handle the transhuman creations. Now, he concludes here. The public is still under the impression that this is being done at the embryonic level and that the amount of human DNA in a transgenetic animal is so Newt as to be inexcusable, says Horn. But where they want the debate to go now is this. Can we raise these to full maturity, which is being asked in the United Kingdom today? Can we raise these to full maturity in the public's knowledge and experiment on part humans, part animals that are fully grown? Think of that. By admitting that that's now where they want the public to be comfortable with this research, they also said that they knew there would be some rogue scientists out there that are not operating with federal dollars. Oh, rogue scientists, you see, have rejected God and left him so far behind, they're not willing to trust God and reject all of this and ask for God's blessing and to destroy all the enemy out there who may be doing this. Oh, no. We've got to do it before someone else does it. We've got to do it before the Chinese do. And they could probably have 50 million women all ready to go. Bang, 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 huh? With a population of 2 billion? Yes, that would be easy to do. Boy, isn't that something? And they're getting ahead of them in this technology, and it could even be a new kind of weapon of mass destruction. It could, at a minimum, become a molecular, biological nightmare. That's just part of it. So I'm going to give the second half down south today, cover a little more, get into some scriptures, and I think we're going to see that, yes, not only is there a lot more time, but it is going to be Satan's total world. And could God bring an end to this before Satan has had his full-blown finale with the people of the world? Now, I want you to think, as we close here, how great is your calling? Where are you going? What are you doing? How's your relationship with God? Those are the things we need to concentrate on. For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.